Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
God's will, your willingness. For everyone looks out for his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. Philippians 2:21. Wanted, understudy for well-traveled, soon-to-retire missionary. Must be able to suffer hardship, to teach and be taught, to evangelize, organize, and perform a variety of vital church functions. Low pay, long hours, intense opposition. Interested applicants contact Paul the Apostle. That ad is fictitious, but the position was real. It was filled by a young man named Timothy. Timothy was like a spiritual son to Paul, so when Paul needed someone to check on the Philippians' spiritual growth, he knew he could count on Timothy. Albert Barnes discusses Timothy's commitment to Paul and to the ministry of Christ at Philippi. Walk with Albert Barnes, an American preacher and commentator, in the 1800s. How many professing Christians in our cities and towns are there now who would be willing to leave their comfortable homes and go on embassy duty to Philippi, as Timothy did? How many are there who would not seek some excuse and thus show that they looked out for their own interests rather than the things which pertain to the kingdom of Jesus Christ? Paul implies here that it is the duty of those who profess faith to seek the things which pertain to the kingdom of the Redeemer, to make that the great and leading object of their lives. There are few Christians who deny themselves much to promote the kingdom of the Redeemer. People live for their own ease, for their families, for their businesses, as if a Christian could have anything which he has a right to pursue and without regard to God's will and glory. Today's New Testament reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 through 30.
I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare, for everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him as soon as I see how things go with me. And I am confident in the Lord that I myself will come soon. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you, and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill, and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad, and I may have less anxiety. So then, welcome him in the Lord with great joy, and honor people like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help you yourselves could not give me.
The foremost qualification for the job of disciple in Timothy's day and yours is willingness. Willingness to learn, to obey, to serve. Timothy demonstrated this willingness to do God's will at the sacrifice of his own will. You can do the same today. So, what will you do?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.